Carla, please read item 178.
Appoint Bruce Nelson and reappoint Vivek Shandis and Danielle Newberry to the Portland Urban Forestry Commission for terms to expire February 28, 2023.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Before I introduce Jen Cairo, the city forester, I want to just provide some very brief introductory remarks. The Urban Forestry Commission is comprised of 11 community members who volunteer their time to advise the city forester, the parks director, the commissioner in charge of parks, and city council on matters pertaining to trees in our city. The commission also acts as an appeals board for certain tree permits, nominates new and approves removal of heritage trees, and plays a significant role in updating the city's urban forest management plan. The acceptance of today's report will appoint one new commissioner, Bruce Nelson. Mr. Nelson has 30 years of experience as an arborist and horticulturalist and has been a volunteer for Friends of Trees for over 20 years. In addition, we're proposing to reappoint two commissioners to their second terms, Vivek Shandis, professor of urban studies and planning at Portland State University. Mr. Shandis has published over 50 peer-reviewed publications and two books, which provide practical guidance to decision-makers about addressing environmental issues. And Daniel Newberry, who is currently executive director of the Johnson Creek Watershed Council, has held a variety of leadership positions in the field of forestry. Mr. Newberry has a master's degree in forest science from the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies. I want to begin by thanking all these community members for their important volunteer service on the commission and for agreeing to be considered for appointment. And I'm also pleased this morning to introduce Jen Cairo, the city forester, to make some additional remarks and to answer any of your questions. Welcome, Jen.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Good morning, Commissioner Hardesty, Commissioner Fritz, and Commissioner Udaly. My only addition would be that we're fortunate to have some pretty exceptional candidates to advise the city on its forestry policies. So I'd ask that you approve those appointments and the reappointments. That's it. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Colleagues? Commissioner Fritz?
What are some of the issues that the Urban Forestry Commission will be looking at over the coming year?
Great question, Commissioner Fritz. Just last week, the commission held its annual work plan development session, and some of the things that they are interested in looking at, there are about five of those. The first two are related to Title 11, the tree code, and possible amendments to the tree code. So they'll be looking at what amendments might be and thinking about what their priorities for those would be. One in particular is what we call the large tree amendment for removal of large trees in development situations. That's a temporary amendment that expires the end of this calendar year, so that's a timely item. They'll also be looking at how to structure communications and outreach to the public around tree advocacy and understanding of tree services to all of us in the city. They'll also be looking at their structure for their committees. There are two required committees by city code that the Forestry Commission operates, the Heritage Tree Committee and the Appeals Board, which hears resident property owner appeals of certain tree permit decisions. And there are also some ad hoc committees that they'll be looking at how those are structured. So those are some of the things they're focusing on this calendar year. They also have a handful, which is a lot for a volunteer group, of code-required duties that they always perform, such as advising me, Commissioner Fish, Director Adina Long, and you folks on budget as it affects urban forestry.
Thank you. And you mentioned heritage trees. What's the timeline for people to submit nominations for heritage trees?
Thank you, Commissioner. We prefer to receive heritage tree nominations by around May 1st of each year. They can be submitted on a rolling basis. We process them usually in the spring and early summer.
So people can go to the website right now and nominate trees that they own?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Do I hear a motion to accept the report?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Hardesty and a second from Commissioner Fritz. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Jane Carey, thank you for your service as this urban city's urban forester, and thank you very much to both the new appointee and the repeat appointees. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for your support of this important commission. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you, and thank you also to the nominees for their service to the city. We're really lucky to have such amazing experts. And I just want to put it out there that you have a couple tree huggers in myself, as well as Michael, who is the project manager for Fixing Our Streets, who actually has a background in forestry, I just learned yesterday. So if you ever need some extra support, you know where to come. I vote aye. The report is accepted. Carla.